Hi there, folks. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, signing back in to continue on this audio series, Web Design Quick Tips. Thank you so much for taking the time to join with me. It is my pleasure to be here. Let's get straight into this one. Number 11, we're looking at multimedia problems. Now, a lot of the things that I've been talking about are design issues, but they're also highly related to the marketing, and that also applies very much in this area here. I mentioned earlier on in one of the previous audios to be careful of using the auto load feature, except, of course, in certain circumstances. This applies to audio. This applies to video work. There is no easier way to absolutely piss off one of your customers. And it might be a harsh way to say it, but it's the dead set truth. There is no easier way to make one of your customers get real narky at you if you expect them to arrive on some page and stand by and wait while whatever it is that you want to talk to them about loads up. Hello. What if they don't want to listen to it at that particular point of time? And that's the thing about auto-loading audio and video files, the arrogance of us, the web designer, the website owner, to assume that the person who's coming to our page really, really, really wants to see what we want to show them. Hello, how do you know that's the case? It isn't always the case. I mean, here's another one. How long is the file? Don't you think we should give them a choice? Come on, how hard is it if you're doing video work to set it up that they can press a play button? Not hard at all. Wouldn't it be easier just to give them a paragraph of sales copy to say that this is the best thing since sliced bread and this is the bee's knees, and if you click here, you're going to love this. Make sure you've got a few minutes set aside. As I do with these audios, you can see when you download them at paulbars.com. You know, it's 5 minutes or 8 minutes long, or occasionally I'll do a full series. This is a 20-minute audio, folks. Don't start listening to it now unless you can finish it. And if you do give them a download option, how large is that download? You know, I've started downloads before. Download here. Great. See, I don't like watching video online. I've got a pretty crappy internet connection. Vodafail is what people in my industry here in Australia are calling the company that I work with through my net connection. As soon as my contract's gone, bang, they're blown out the window. So I don't like watching video online because the silly thing will drop out on me all the time. But if I can download it, now that's sweet, and then watch it offline. But I went to download something the other day, and the silly thing was like 700 megabytes. What the? You've got to be kidding me. 700 megabytes? Okay, maybe that's fine for you with an unlimited kind of plan package wherever you are in the world, but for me it was like insanity. There was no way I was going to be doing that. And why would you want to stream that anyway? To stream such a large chunk, you don't know what your customer is looking for. That is one way to piss them off like you wouldn't believe. What if they are on, like we have here in Australia, most of us, a limited download capacity? You could be blowing the entire third, you know, for every gigabyte. I was talking to someone, they only have a 3 gig access. It's going to cost them, I don't know, what, $30 a month they might pay for it. If you're not in Australia, you're listening, you're going, you're kidding me, but that's the way it is here. And I mean, you know, it's a 1 gig file, 2 big videos, bang, that's it. They were toast. They were out of there. That was a third of their entire month's allocation. Makes me think perhaps I should be offering people with my new members site, MaximumSuccessUniversity.com, something I have been thinking of, and I'm going to do it now. I realize I need to do this. I'm going to make an offer to people where I can put this stuff on CD and mail it out to them. I mean, it might cost them, you know, $100 or, you know, more than above their membership for me to do that. But wouldn't that be worthwhile to the customer? And that's what it's all coming down to the customer. Looking at bandwidth concerns for the customer, not for you. And if you think that you're too pretty and too good to be concerned about what your customer is, well, boo to you. You won't be around for too much longer. That I will promise you. So you need to make these changes. Simple things like the video playing size. If it's possible, can it be resized? Or at least don't make it too big. If you're using screen capture software on an 800 by 600 video screen size, for goodness sake, please shrinky dink it before you put it online. And for streaming formats, you need to find out what people can or can't look at. MP3 versus WAV files, or WMA. Windows Media, great for people with Windows, not so good for the rest of the world. Your SWS versus your FLA versus your MPEGs, as far as your Flash versions goes. What's going to work best? What's going to work is you need to ask your customers. And I'll sign off with that as a final thought. You absolutely, absolutely need to ask your customers. I've been doing a lot of testing lately at MaximumSuccessUniversity.com, and as a result of that testing, I recently went and changed over 100 videos into a different format, re-uploaded them, and sent them back out. Because why? The majority of my customers were having problems with the previous format. My silliness to assume that just because I could see it, they could see it too. So check out your own website and look at the multimedia that you've got plugged into it. How easy is it for your customer to get hold of? After all, they're the ones who employ you. They're the ones who give you their good earned money for what you've got to offer. Okay, this is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off. Got a couple more audios to go in this series. I'll talk to you again shortly. Bye-bye.